Wall Street ponders this. If Americans made more money last month, why were we still so tight-fisted?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Jeremy Hobson. Welcome to the Morning Open, our look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. The biggest jump in personal incomes in nearly 2 years last month didn't put American consumers in a spending mood, it seems. That word today from the Commerce Department, which reports personal incomes jumped 1% in January, but consumers only bumped up their spending a meager 0.2%. We'll get to the whys and why nots in just a moment, but first, where's Wall Street? The Dow is up 68 points, 0.5%. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 are up by similar margins. Never mind, oil's up another dollar a barrel today. To help us sort this all out, let's turn to Julia Coronado. She's senior U.S. economist at BNP Paribas in New York. Good morning, Julia. And let's start with why there wasn't more spending last month when we had more money in our wallets. That was thanks to a tax cut, as I understand it.
Right. The jump in income came from the payroll tax holiday that got put in place in January. And what the report tells us is that consumers are actually pretty prudent and cautious. They saved a lot of that increase in take-home pay.
Now, these numbers reflect what was happening before energy prices really took off. Are there any clues in these numbers of how resistant the economy might be to another gasoline price shock?
Well, I think some of the cooling in consumer spending does reflect that. Consumers have been facing higher food and energy prices for the last few months, and as you note, they're looking forward to even further increases in the months ahead. So they're starting to become a little bit more cautious. They loosened up their wallets a little bit for the holidays, but now they seem to be pulling back a bit and starting the year on a cautious note.
Very quickly, there's a headline in the New York Times this morning suggesting easier credit is behind a rise in auto sales. That's good news, yes?
It is good news. It's good news that consumers who want and can afford cars can actually get them financed. I don't think that's necessarily, given how cautious consumers are, going to lead to a huge surge. But it does say that consumers, again, who are interested can find the financing, and that certainly is a welcome development.
Julia Coronado is senior U.S. economist at BNP Paribas in New York. Thanks for your insights.
My pleasure.
Already in some U.S. cities, a gallon of gas has hit $4. As Marketplace's Eve Troll reports, that's widely considered a tipping point for consumers.
People take round numbers more seriously. Think of the four-minute mile or your 40th birthday. Economist Greg Daco says gas prices are the same. When fuel hits $4 a gallon,
consumer confidence drops more than it would just according to rising gasoline prices.
And nervous consumers will spend less on other goods and services.
So there's a bit of a substitution effect that goes on there.
If those high prices stick around, gas sales go down as people reconsider how much they drive or even what they drive. Sam Jaffe is with IDC Energy. He says $4 gas changed the car market in summer 2008.
Prius sales went out the roof. That psychological barrier has a huge impact on the car buying decision.
This time around, more companies have hybrid and electric cars ready. But remember, in summer 2008, more people had jobs. It could take prices closer to the big $5 a gallon to spur sales today. In Los Angeles, I'm Eve Troeh for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com.
Did you watch the Oscars last night? That gala has taken place for almost 10 years now at the Kodak Theater in a complex that was partly paid for by public money. Now, though, a $25 billion budget hole means that kind of funding may soon end. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
The Kodak Theater is the gilded center of the Hollywood and Highland complex. There's also a high-end hotel, a fountain, and a four-story mall. Local resident Marion Gore says she comes here as little as possible.
It's really not user-friendly. Not on any level, not for shopping, not for, you know, events that I've come to.
Hollywood and Highland is one of thousands of projects in California, partly paid for by community redevelopment agencies. The state agencies help finance projects through bonds and then use a share of the property taxes to pay off debt. For Hollywood and Highland, the agency kicked in nearly $100 million of the more than $600 million it costs to build the place. Then, 3 years after it opened, the developer sold the complex at a huge loss. And that was before the real estate market collapsed. Bob Blue is with a Hollywood preservation organization.
By any stretch of the imagination, it was a financial failure.
But the complex did help attract tourists and shops to the area, which also includes the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Grauman's Chinese Theater, and Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. Madeline Janis is on the board of the L.A. Redevelopment Agency.
You go to hotel owners in Hollywood, and they'll say, thank God for the Hollywood and Highland Project. It helped us bring our business back.
Dozens of states use redevelopment programs to finance similar projects. But now, California Governor Jerry Brown says his state's agencies should be shut down. They locked down as much as $5 billion in taxes that could be put toward education and other programs. Stephen Frates teaches public policy at Pepperdine University.
There's no question that it is distorted development. And in terms of distorting cash flows of government, you can make a strong argument that its time has passed.
California lawmakers are still debating whether the state should roll up the red carpet on projects like Hollywood and Highland, and other states will be watching. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, how many times have you seen a driver texting or jumped out of the way of a clueless cell phone user? Well, there's a new survey out that doesn't offer much hope. It was sponsored by Intel. 90% surveyed say they've witnessed cell phone rudeness, as many as 5 offenses every day. Almost half saw people using one in a restroom. 1 in 5 said they saw people using the gadgets on a honeymoon. I don't know, if you're paying more attention to a cell phone on your honeymoon, I'd suggest you have bigger issues than just an etiquette problem. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
5 years ago, Arizona was doing pretty well. The state budget was up, and so was spending, but you know what they say.
State policymakers sometimes forget to realize that the economy goes up and down. When you're at the bottom of a deep hole, you need a ladder to climb out.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. How the recession buried Arizona's budget. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.